Sammy J on ABC Radio Melbourne.
And this morning, it gives me great pleasure to welcome to Brekkie Fest, an incredible performer. She was due to have a show that was going to be a breakthrough show this year. I have no doubt that that will be a breakthrough show whenever we get a chance to see it in future. Welcome, fabulous Jude Pearl. How are you going, Jude?
I'm very well, Sammy. I'm so happy to be speaking to you. How are you?
I'm very well. And look, this is the festival you have when you don't have a festival. So welcome to Brekkie Fest.
Thank you for having me.
My pleasure. As you well know, I'm a huge fan of your work, not just because you sing songs on piano, which are amazing, but your general output. On a human level, you must be gutted, of course, as so many comedians are, by this decision. How are you looking for the next month now that you have suddenly all this time on your hands?
It's like, because everything that I do is live performance based. Like, I do a lot of work just as a musician as well. So yeah, it's definitely been a very sudden change, but I think I'm sort of, the last day or two, I've been a little bit more used to it. But yeah, the first couple of days, it was just kind of like, I don't know what to do. I watched a lot of Daria. I've been rewatching that, so that's been nice. But yeah.
And yeah, well, as you say, live performances, you know, weddings, corporate events, that sort of thing, that's the sort of flow-on effect that it's had. The Comedy Festival, as you will know, Jude, I spoke to Susan Proven, the director of the festival, earlier this week. They have now activated their website where people can make donations to individual artists on their page. So I'm really encouraging listeners to have a think about not just the big names, but the up-and-comers, the ones you may not have heard of, or if you had booked tickets to see shows, to jump on and support them. Jude Pearl, you also have an album out, and today Bandcamp, but giving all proceeds straight to the artists, is that correct?
That's right, yeah. I don't know for sure if it's like the American Friday, what is it? What date is it today?
March 20th, anymore. But if it's American timeline, yeah.
But they're definitely, I think it's from like, for all of Friday, that 100% of the money that you give to an artist on Bandcamp goes directly to them. And normally they take like quite a small cut anyway, like compared to other music distribution platforms. So they're really great. Anyway, if you're looking for a way to support indie music artists, Bandcamp's really awesome.
Now, Jude, I understand that you're living in close proximity to neighbours who would not be necessarily too happy about being woken up by an awesome loud piano song. So I've lined up one of my favourites from a live performance of yours. I won't give the title away, of course, because.
Sure.
But Jude Pearl, would you like to introduce yourself now here on Brekkie Fest for the enjoyment of the listeners?
Yes. Well, this is a song from a show that I did a couple of years, the Comedy Festival, and this was filmed and recorded from the Melbourne Comedy Festival back in 2017. And I just hope that you like it. And
Listeners, you're in for a treat. This is Jude Pearl.
Living in my head is little me, and I can see she's worried about the future. Hey, don't worry about the future, 'cause everything works out fine. This is future you, and I am telling you, you don't have to worry about the future. Hey, don't worry about the future, 'cause everything you dreamed of, it's gonna happen. Don't worry, little me. Don't worry, little me. Everything works out perfectly. I'm exactly where you wanted me to be. I'm living in a share house. It's exactly what I wanted. Share house. It doesn't get better than a share house with people that you're friends with by default. Who knows what kind of wacky adventures we're gonna get up to. Somebody studying their masters, shh, and they've got an assignment due. On Tuesday a plumber is coming in to fix a leaky faucet. Last night somebody dyed their hair blue, and it's gonna last for 8 whole washes. Share house, this is definitely a good thing. Share house. off milk and broccoli. Monday night is game night, but the only game we own is Star Wars Monopoly. We're always having so much fun. Remember when we roasted pink marshmallows and that costume party we had last year? Someone threw up in my sombrero. Share House. No, I don't live with my boyfriend. Share House. That's right, I don't have a boyfriend. Share House at 35. It's not sad, it's practical. It's not sad, it's practical. It's not sad, it's practical. It's not sad, it's financially responsible. Yeah. Share House, but there's a heater in the kitchen, 'cause that's where you need it most. In the room that nobody sleeps in, that already has an oven, it's an ill-designed share house.
Sammy J on ABC Radio Melbourne.